I'm about to explain to you some of my own experiences, and there's no claim to perfection in any of this. They're just an ongoing report of what I'm personally going through while having practices that are unique. I'm just reporting back to you if you're interested in such. And this happens to be, as those of you who are following it, this is what we call the beginning of the four boy month in the Northern Hemisphere. All that means is the second month past the equinox, the second month of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. In the Southern Hemisphere, it's always the opposite. You're in the second month of autumn. And we give these numbers. But the numbers are not really important to the experience all the time, except that they also correspond to the basic chakra systems if you use that method. So when we're talking about the four boy month and the four girl month, we're talking about the two sides of the heart. Yes, the physical heart has two sides, receiving the blood, sending the blood. And we call those the four girl receiving, four boy sending. So the venous and arterial circulation of the physical blood. But for me, it also corresponds to emotional experiences, relationship experiences, life, health, balance. In some ways, it's a balance that may look like this. This is a yin yang symbol of some form. It has many different equilibriums in the vibrational world. It might look something like this. These are patterns and cycles of this just happens to be for this month the location of the heart. Now you can see that this is a physical model of the heart. If you look closely, you can see the two white spots. These correspond to the thymus of an adult. They're quite small, they've separated. In small children, they can cover two-thirds of the heart and they connect. You can consider about the possibility about what that means. But for me, in this month, I'm going to report back to you about the previous month, which is the two-boy month, which is corresponding to the belly brain fire month. The equinox brought us into spring. Spring is the increase of fire, growth, vitality. The animals go crazy, the birds are flying, everything is moving, the flowers are growing. Life is vital in the first month of spring. For me, the first month of spring was not easy. Within days of going into the first month of spring, I want to be able to use the vital forces of the earth, the vital forces of nature, move that vitality through my body. And I went into some challenging experiences, and I can only describe it as being painful in my lower body, my legs especially. I'm trying to exercise more, walk more, do more. Not an easy experience, and it took me about a week, a little more, 2 weeks even, to get clearer about why it was not feeling so sweet. And for me, we now entered into, starting at the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, we started moving into 6 months of my father's family. What that means is each month, in the 6 months of spring and summer, all the way over into the equinox in the fall, is 6 months of occupying 1 month at a time each part of your father's family. So, for example, the very first month, father's father, which means I have to pass through my feelings of around father and masculinity to now begin to access how he felt about his own father. And then the four boy month is the great grandfather, father's father's father. That's the month I'm in. Now, for me, I don't know about you, but my relationship to my father's side of the family was not very sweet. All kinds of pain, suffering, violence, hatred, racism in my family tree on my father's side. So when I went into this time period, it hit me in a very sensitive way. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen to you, but in all probability, it will. It's going to hit you in one way or the other. One, you disregard it, and it's still cycling all the time. You hardly notice it. You go do your normal things, but you're re-triggering all of your ancestral memories from your father's side of the family, most of which I would sublimate, I would deny, I would find some way of being active or some biochemical way of avoiding. It's called facade projection. We all do things to avoid elements of pain. But in the last 2 years, I've made a dedicated effort month by month. Now, on this third time through, I'm having different experiences than I did in the first year and the second year. Now, the third year of practicing this annual cycle month by month, I'm having more physical experiences. It's a three. A three corresponds to the solar plexus and corresponds to the pancreas and the liver, but it also corresponds to social dynamics in the world around me. Three also corresponds to three-dimensional or the third function of the body, which is the physical. So I'm anticipating this, so I'm trying to be more physical with my physical body to engage the benefits of moving into this season. What I didn't realize is the magnitude of the physical pain that it wants to bring up. Now, you may ask, why would some fool want to bring up the collection of physical pain stored inside of his body? I'm interested in reaccessing the stored memory, emotional, physical, psychological. I'm interested in addressing them, feeling them, and utilizing the natural law to be able to move them through. Now, in order to revitalize the access to them, I need to experience the part of me that I've denied for decades. My painful relationship with my father, my painful relationship with my father's family began for me 74 years ago. And the process is year by year, the pain has been accumulated and denied, accumulated and denied, and it keeps going all the way through relationship patterns and so on. Well, by the way, we all do it. So I'm like a giant vacuum cleaner bag gathering in emotional toxic pain while learning how to sublimate it and not even become aware of it because I've trained it not to come to me. We all do it. We try something, we change our posture, we do something biochemically, we do something emotionally, we find different addictive levers in order to not feel what's inside of us. So for me, yeah, I'm giving you a warning on this. It's not so pleasant to go through it. So I'm doing more physical therapy, physical activity, and I'm learning to move the stored toxicity through my body, while at the same time wanting to process those emotions that originally put it there. Not been an easy month, not been an easy few days, and I have found myself with pain in my hands. Oh, by the way, the hands and the feet are very masculine. they correspond to each one of the different forms of energy, and you have 12 vibrational experiences on your hands. Two on each one of the digits, right? Two meridian functions on each finger. These are five, and the two down here at the wrist, this is basically 12 different experiences of masculinity in one's hands. If I change my hands just slightly, I'm changing the energy moving through my body. I can do a hand mudra, I'll change the energy moving through my body, and the fingers are extremely powerful for changing that, but this is a different discussion for another time. The same energy is on my toes. My toes are not quite as supple or flexible as my fingers are because my toes are more connected to vital resources from the earth, alternating. And you'll notice that when you walk, your two legs obviously alternate, but your left and right arm also synchronize with that fluid movement, moving up through the earth and up through your toes, ankles, going up your inside of your legs, spiraling around your joints, your ankle, your knees, your hips. And this is an energy, anyway. Let me give you a slightly different look at it. It looks something like this. Yes, there's an energy coming up and going up and around. This is a good graphic. I like this graphic. I didn't make this graphic. I don't know who did, but I appreciate their artistry. But it also looks like this in the heart. It looks something like this. Now, I'm learning how to be able to focus on a single point in the heart. Now, why this is important is that the circulation from the fingers corresponds very much to this location. What I do with my fingers is very delicate, very personal, very expressive. I can receive or I can send with my hands. I can have a relationship that's healthy with nature or someone else based on how I feel with my hands. Very powerful for the heart. That's why in the protocol, I'm suggesting that you learn how to do only three basic movements. You see these three circles? This is just a graphic, but these are purported to be the electromagnetic fields of the heart. You can see the three sizes, it moving. These are for me called the three gates, three locks. So I'm suggesting that you take this energy and it looks, in another perspective, it looks something like this. Got the general idea of this? The same perspective where you're taking that energy in and you're learning how, do you see the one at the bottom? You're learning how to store it. I know that sounds weird, but you're either storing something unconsciously or you're storing something consciously. That's the only two choices. You store something because you want to store something. Or you're storing your denial, addiction, pain, suffering, projection. Wow. This is why it's so important. This is to recognize that I'm storing something here. Now, in this month, where I'm doing the two-boy month this last month, and now starting the four-boy month, I'm using the vital resources of this month of the year to put more energy into this place. The problem is, when I choose to put more positive energy in this place, it stirs up all the memories that are already there designed to block the energy. So if I'm going to use the two-boy passion, purpose, mobilization, life force month combined with the four-boy month, which is the vital experience of celebration, friendship, happiness, prosperity, I'm going to do all of that consciously, it now has to come into the place where there's already a memory. That means something has to be moved. What I'm experiencing is the physical and in some cases the emotional or psychological debris that I put in there myself with my own will by the denial of happiness, well-being, prosperity. I've already stored many things inside my soul. And I'm reporting back to you now that after doing this into the third year of going here, I'm waking this one up. Now, what does that mean, waking it up? It means the emotional, physical pain in my body has to come up to my conscious level. So that's what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing physical pain in my body, but it moves around now within a few days. There are some places in my physical body that are older, more long-term, and they're still there, but they're getting different. So I'm not saying that this is the end-all, be-all of how to change things, but this is where I'm focused. Now, the odd thing is that the entry point to this is very narrow. Well, let me give you a different one. This is obviously a diagram of the cosmos. You see how this very unique beginning leads to the experience of an expanding universe. I'm saying that this is the same image, only represented in this case vertically, but I'm saying the access point looks like this, which, by the way, this is a laminin molecule. This is the same place that looks like this. Now, why is this the same? This is the two nodes of the heart that make the heartbeat. These are the two parts of the heart that create the thump and thump, 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 thump. This creates the electromagnetic field around the heart that surrounds the body, that's part of the memory. So I'm trying to focus right here. It's very hard to focus right there. It takes a lot of practice, and I'm not very good at it. And what I discovered was, is my hands are too big to touch it. I mean by that, in order to feel this point, I need to have the fingers. Remember how the energy moves with the fingers and toes? I need to have the fingers and toes of a baby. Yeah. Not so easy to do, but I know it's there. Now, to go gradually to it requires that everything that I've done to block it, misuse it, corrupt it, every false belief system associated with the memories inside me must in some form or another be addressed. Phew. Ideally, that place is supposed to look, this is just a symbol, something like this. That's that same center point. So I'm practicing hour by hour, day by day, going there, feeling that, asking for divine help to help me feel it, discover it, utilize how it works to be able to experience it more directly, to maybe leave some breadcrumbs for those who might be curious about how to be able to do it also. I'm saying, by the way, that you have a choice, but in reality, I don't think we have much choice. We either do it now or we try to do it later. I would suggest that you not wait. And by that, I mean the sincere desire to want to feel. I think it starts with a feeling like this. This is the same point. You see this line coming across, and the vertical axes, horizontal axes, the lake of peace below, the emergence of something greater. I'm saying at that point, for me right now, is that point in the heart. My only proof is I'm in pain. So if I die next week or next month before we talk again, been nice talking to you and all that, but I don't plan on it, by the way. I'm going to keep reporting back to you what my experience is in this location. I urge you to take advantage of whatever season you're in, Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, and build a sincere desire to feel the totality of what your soul is. And then ask for help. That's what I'm doing. I'm reporting back the experiences, and this next year is probably a challenging year, but I'll do my best to keep reporting. I'll be back to you soon. Thanks for coming by. Bye-bye.